a few halachot from the Ben Ish Chai regarding the upcoming Yamim Nuraim Rosh Hashanah Shiyavu'al HaTuba Amen. In the Parashat Nitzavim, the Ben Ish Chai in halacha head, Lo yochlu b'Rosh Hashanah davar chamutz ולא תבשיל מבושל בדבר חמוץ וכן יזהרו מפירות חמוצים. So a person has to be careful on Rosh Hashanah not to eat things that are bitter or that are tart or have a sour taste. And rimonim, sometimes the pomegranates that they eat on the night of Rosh Hashanah, they have a sour taste because they're not fully ripened. So the proper thing to do in that case would be to put some sugar on the pomegranate in order to give it a sweet taste. Bechatav b'mate Ephraim, the wadin shelo yochal peri shelo nigmar adayin b'shulo. One shouldn't eat fruits that are not ripened yet. Again, because they have a bitter taste. So therefore people don't eat lemon. The custom is to make different foods that have a lemony taste. U'menag tov le'echot basar shamer u'mine metika. The simanat tava. The menag is to have meat, basar shamer, fatty meat, umine metika, sweet foods, the simanat tava, for a good siman. Ach lo yerbe bahem lemalot kereso. Of course, you shouldn't indulge. Ela tu'ameha haim zachu. Tu'ameha, you taste a little of the food. V'yishte shetiyot arevot. The person should drink drinks that are also beverages that are pleasant on him. Apia katub be'ezra, like the says in Ezra, ichlu mashmanim ushtu mamtakim. The Ezra Sofer told the people on Rosh Hashanah, ichlu mashmanim, eat fatty foods, ushtu mamtakim, and drink sweet drinks, v'shilchu manot te'en nachonno, and send gifts to each other. Ki kadosh hayom ladonenu, because it's a holy day, ve'al te'atzevu, and do not be depressed on this day, that God is your fortress. The pasuk zene emara al Rosh Hashanah. Halakha vav. Yizaher shelo yichos. Person should be careful on Rosh Hashanah. All year long you should be careful, but especially on Rosh Hashanah, not to get angry. The milbad chomer yisur hakasuk kasheh b'chol zeman. This is a problem all year long. Hinehu yom Rosh Hashanah enu siman tov la'adam. That's a terrible siman on the beginning of the year, to beginning with anger. Va'isha sericha liot ziriza la'aroch ha'shulchan u'chasot b'mapa yafa kodem she'yavo ba'ala b'bet ha'kneset. That everything should be set by the time the people come up from the synagogue. Kedesh she'bevo yimsa shulchan aruch hu le'siman tov, that's also siman tov. That they come home and everything is prepared. Ach im nizdamen she'ba ve'lo ra'a shulchan aruch, but if he comes home and he sees that the house isn't ready yet, Lo yitkotet im ishto. That's not the night to get into a fight with his wife. Da'ka'as hu siman ra' biyoter. Ela yisbol ve'lo yakpid. He shouldn't be makpid. Afilu balev. Even in his heart, he should let it go. Ala chazay. Kodem kiddush yeshev b'moshavo al mita mutza'at. Before the kiddush, he sits in the chair. V'yomar petichat Eliyahu zachul latov. And the Friday, the little Shana dinner is preceded by many pesukim that are part of the tikkun. So first he opens with Patach Eliyahu. Ad kum Rabbi Shimon v'itachdishun. Harkach, he says, V'noach masachen b'nei Hashem, 12 times. V'harkach, v'yizna yizhak ba'aris ha'i, that's a pasuk in Bereshit Chabab Yudbet, 12 times. And then he says the pasuk in Tehilim Lamedvav, pasuk Yud, Ki'imecha mekor chayim be'orcha nede'or 10 times. And then he says another pasuk at Tehilim, Tzadizayim, pasuk Yud Aleph, Or zaru ala tzadik, or yoshelev simcha 17 times. V'har kach, he says the pasuk at Shmuel Aleph, perechafe pasuk ha, v'amartem kolechai, v'ata shalom v'techa shalom 10 times. And then after that, he says, Tachel shana u'berchotea, and then he's allowed to make the kiddush. We amod the kaddish. It's in the machzorim, a lot of these pesukim. Bekiddush, b'shtei alelot yimerech shechayanu. Halakha says, on both nights of Rosh Hashanah, we make shechayanu. Ve'im nizdamen lo pri hadash, if he happens to have a new fruit, based on the halakhot, ינחלו לפניו על השולחן בליל שני כשמלך שחיינו. Let him put it on the table on the second night and have in mind when he says the שחיינו on the Kiddush that it's on the fruit. However, if he doesn't have a fruit, he still makes שחיינו nonetheless. בכל סדר ליל ראשון יעשה בליל שני. The Beis Hamikdash custom was to do the seder on both nights. Doesn't hurt. Some have a custom only to do it one night, but again, those who want to do it on both nights, like we said many times, it doesn't hurt. V'ilmod al shulchan b'shnei halilot mishnah masechet Rosh Hashanah. There's four penakim in masechet Rosh Hashanah. You should learn, read the mishnayot of Rosh Hashanah. V'yichaven keshem keneged shem adanut. Alef dalet nun yud. That's four letters. Each penek is keneged another letter. Ach yizahel l'mod otam b'ni'imah. He said, learn it in a pleasant way. V'nohagim l'mod gam lashon zor ha-kadosh ha-nitpaz b'machzorim. As we have it, some of the machzorim have also the lashon of the zor ha-kadosh. Im hal tevilat mitzvah b'lel Rosh Hashanah. Let's say the lady has to go to the mikveh on the night of Rosh Hashanah. What is the halakha? She goes. And then what? The mitchased. לדחות את השמי של תמילת מצווה, הרי זה חסידות של שטות. If a person will come along and say, well, he doesn't want to be with his wife on ליל ראש השנה, יום הדין, he wants to be חסיד. The Beis Hamikdash says, חסיד שוטה. If it's the night of the mikveh, she goes to the mikveh, and then the next day, he'll go to the mikveh as well, in order to pray the תפילות בטהרה. ואפילו אם אין התפילה של מצווה, even if it's not the night of the mikveh, אם רואה שנתעוררה תאוותו הרבה עד על אשתו, ישמש ויתבול בבוקר. If a person has a desire on Rosh Hashanah, so what? He's going to have hirurim the whole Rosh Hashanah? Let him be with his wife, and the next day, let him go to the mikveh. כדי שלא יבוא עזור איתו מתקרי, וכל עינה שידע בנפשי. The person shouldn't put himself on high levels and think that he's a Hasid, that he's not a human being in these cases. And then the Beis Hamikdash says, he does what he has to do, and then the next morning, of course, before tefillah, he should see that when he goes to the mikveh, in order to pray the tefillot, b'kedushah b'taharah.